When it comes to EVE Online, every player wants to know the most effective tactic available. You want to know the meta. The meta controls everything. It determines what will and will not happen. Knowing the meta will alter your views, make you question your reality. It might even make you laugh. And now, you're part of it. You're watching The Meta Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Meta Show. Today is October the 9th, 2021. I am Brisker Ball. I am joined by the Mitanni. And today, because there is literally nothing happening in EVE of note, we have our Fireside Edition. It is a Fireside Edition today. We're going to talk to you. We're going to talk to the audience. We're going to talk to each other. And we have with us live the other two-thirds of Rampage Incorporated, our dear friend Merkel Chen, our dear friend Innominate, two fellow CSM members. We're ready to party because we're bored.
You really know how to make a gal feel special with this whole, like,
I mean, it's such a shitty week. We figured, why not get these guys? They were hanging out.
Just let you guys come hang out because, you know, there's nothing else to do. It's kind of boring and shit.
No. We're hijacking this. This is now Rampage Inc. with Mitanni as our guest.
Indeed. All right. Well, you guys remember what happened last time you let me on. I ended up running my mouth the entire goddamn time. So be careful what you wish for.
Just for anybody that's interested, I am selling single Pall Mall cigarettes out back for 65 cents a piece.
So bad. So obviously, you know, we've been changing things up on the show, and I've been doing live background shots. So today you can try to figure out where we are. We're by a fire, by multiple fires. And I even have icons for each of us in the background there. We got Mittens Kittens. We got Nom Nom's chair, which is amazing. We've got Freddy, the mascot for Rampage. And then we got Fountain Frank and Courier Shorts. So
that sure is a Retaru right there.
Moving over this place.
That is exactly what it is. That
I recognize we've spent an awful lot of hours humping those things over the years. So I am very familiar with all of her curves. There
you go. Well, it's a fireside. So there has to be some fire somewhere. And apparently there's fire in space here. Well, I don't know how that happens.
We're doing a fireside sale, so I'm just going to like randomly grab things from chat. So guys, if you have like random questions about things and you want us to riff on them, we'll be looking there. So I had a question here from I'm a Simulation about what happened to Frat, the news about the ban of their boss and their debt. I don't think that's
we know if that's true.
Yeah.
Have we like, got any confirmation on any of that yet?
Yeah. Like I kind of think that it's a situation where, you know, if Norris feels like logging on Nextorian, he might. But it looked, you know, until it's verified one way or the other, you know, it does look like a standard issue. Like Fulcrum and Norris hate each other, right? They fucking hate each other. And there's this Chinese blood feud between those communities. And kind of like with the Russians, my policy is don't get between, you know, civil wars that you don't speak the language and you don't understand, right? I know it's a novel idea for an American to be advocating for that, but I think maybe we shouldn't meddle in areas we don't understand, like Russian politics or Chinese politics. Regardless of that, so I don't know. The answer is the screenshot that they posted about the Neg wallet was an old screenshot from where Fraternity was Neg walleted. But the rumor was always that the issue with RMT on the Fraternity side was that Norris was allegedly buying ISK, not being a seller, and that after that Neg wallet incident from several years ago that generated that screenshot, that apparently he just started buying Plex on Moss. So if he had shifted to just buying Plex whenever he felt like it, I think it would be weird for him to get banned, but also I don't fucking know. But the main thing is we don't know, but if it would be easy for him to disprove by simply logging on Nextorian and doing something with it. I also, you know, Fulcrum used a really old screenshot from several years ago. So that sort of immediately made everybody go, I don't think it's real.
We'll show you guys what we're talking about if you didn't see it. So this was
we'll catch you up on the drama. Thank you for bringing this up, Brisk.
So here is the post basically. And, you know, he shows a picture here. First of all, Fulcrum, man, I love you, dude. Can you learn how to take a fucking screenshot, please?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm like not the worst internet person on earth, bro. You don't take a picture of your monitor with your flip phone. Like, that's not the way to victory, especially if you're trying to turn an entire gaming community against somebody. At least look credible, please, next time. I mean, come on.
Just saying, right? Now, obviously, now this one. So he says here, caption, picture one, Fulcrum told their line members that account name Nextorian is permanently banned due to RMT. Fred is hence suspected to owe $4 trillion in ISK. We don't know if that's true.
Mm.
And then, of course, the only screenshot anybody ever has was this one, which we showed, which was 2018 when Fraternity Renters had been busted RMTing and CCP took all the busted, all of the illicit ISK out of the game. And this is for, and this wasn't RMT, it was botting. This was stuff that they had botted. And this was all of the renter income. And they neg walleted that group. But that's old. I mean, this is 3 years old. This is ancient news. So, you know, we reached out in our, we have a Blue Donut Discord that all the FCs are in. And then some of the CSM members and stuff that Sword Dragon used to curate. And now I do. And we asked Norhaus in there if he wanted, hey, you want to make a statement? You want to tell, are you okay? Is everything fine? He's like, he basically was of the opinion that no, he wasn't going to say anything. And he's already gotten 20, you know, Discord messages from people freaking out. So he thought it was,
I didn't even bother messaging him because it's fucking Fulcrum, but you know,
So
I mean, basically what I see Fulcrum going at Norris, my first suspicion is it's just part of the blood feud. Right. And so definitely I have no desire to get between those two. Like, let them fucking go at it. Yeah, sorry guys, I'm not sure about how much cleavage I'm allowed to show. So I've never shown so much cleavage on stream before. I don't know if I'm supposed to start like licking the microphone.
That is normally what's okay, but I think you're all right because you haven't gotten banned yet. So
yeah, it simulate like swimming. When in doubt, just sort of simulate swimming. That's part of the rules. I've definitely read that. We've had some big users right. banned in the last 24. I don't want to come here telling tales out of school about the Imperium's favorite streamer, Amaranth. I mean, some kind of licking microphone, hot tub, simulated affection, intimacy, whatever situation is against the terms of service, and we won't do that. We're smart enough
all
to
right.
steer clear. There you go. So that brings me to another point that I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to do my super camera change.
Uh-oh.
Twitch. Uh-oh. Twitch. What are you guys doing, man? Like, did one of your senior guys get caught by an email phisher or something? Because that's the only way I can imagine why all that stuff would be like right out in the open. We saw
a that's got to be a disgruntled employee or something.
Or something.
Whoever did that had basically full access
to everything, including like how much everybody got paid out and passwords and stuff. So this has caused everybody that streams a massive scramble, a whole week of what the hell are we going to do? We got to figure things out. We've had to reissue stream keys for INN twice, change passwords, redo all kinds of stuff. It's a giant pain in the ass. And you got to keep in mind, like, me and Mittens are not exactly the king most important, like, smart Twitch type people in the world. So we rely very heavily on our producers, Life Shifter and others to make sure we know what we're doing. And I was very worried about the show this week, but man, it's like Twitch, you go from like leaking everybody's stuff and you're banning Amaranth. She says on Twitter, she doesn't even know what for.
She's the coal mine.
Did she actually get banned? Like,
yeah, this is no big deal. She's the coal mine canary, fifth though. Time. She basically dies so that we may live. Like, you know that, right? She's out there testing the borders so Mittens can say, fuck it, I'm undoing another button right now. Like, and I'm feeling good about it. I respect her game. I respect that she can permanently exist in a space where a company who makes millions of dollars from her wants to ban her over and over again. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, that's really pretty shitty on Twitch's part. Like, you've got all of these streamers on Twitch who make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars a year for Twitch. Like, when you have somebody who's making you that much money don't you owe it to them to like speak to them?
Right.
A lot of the big tech companies are getting
Tumblr,
like that.
Tumblr banning porn. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Right.
Here. Like, you know, they want to do an acquisition. So Tumblr was like, we're going to make sure that people can't post anything naughty and adult on Tumblr anymore. At which point the entire purpose of the site sort of, you know, Twitch is still going to be other things, but you know, you got to respect the hustle.
It's right up there with OnlyFans.
Made so much. You know, here's another thing is that when I see people getting mad about video games, which I get mad about video games a lot too. It's EVE Online, in a hell war usually, but you know, I think it was the last meta show. We got together and it was at the end of the show and we were going to raid Mine One stream. Right. And Mine One has done very well. I'm very proud of the fact that Mine One has done well. I was delighted to see that we've been treating our people right. And some dumb motherfucker pops up into chat, who I've never seen before in our meta show chat, howling about how we should not send our people to enjoy our fucking battle bard and support our man because he's not doing some sort of gaming content, and it's critically important that, like, basically some just unchained, like, screeching, I don't even know what sort of insults I can use on Twitch anymore. I gotta be careful before I start dropping some bombs here. But anyway, this dumb motherfucker was butt blasted about the fact that Mind One does amazing EVE themed DJ sets. How dare he? And so one of the things about Twitch that I've sort of noticed over the years is just like the level of panties in a bunch butt blast about trivial shit. Like one of the things, like I saw this guy.
Oh, I got a good example of that.
I got one more thing on this. I got one more thing.
Go ahead,
on
keep
this.
Going.
People forget this thing started as an art project. This thing began as Justin.tv, where it was an art student with the fucking camera pointed at him all day, every day. And it just so happened that Justin TV had a gaming section to it. And then that took off and became the main focus of the site. But this whole platform began, nothing to do with video games. Some nerd, as an art project, decided to film his fucking life and live stream it. And it was Justin TV. And so now, fast forward to today, we have people being butt blasted, like gamers who desperately need to get laid, that somebody is DJing on Twitch, or God forbid, some weird chick is licking a microphone.
She's too hot. She's just being too hot.
Yeah, like
you're not allowed to be that hot.
Like the DJ and you don't like the hot chick, maybe ask yourself questions. What went terribly wrong in your life that you're mad about a fucking DJ playing to a bunch of people having a party? And you're mad about a hot girl doing hot girl things and other people vibing with it. Just grow. I mean, of course, this is not going to go anywhere. I'm not, you know, I don't expect these people to change their behavior by saying grow the fuck up. But I did want to insult them publicly and repeatedly because it's lame as shit. And I've never seen such like some serious little dick bitch vibes from all that stuff. That's all I'm saying. So
but one part of the Twitch thing that I think really bothers me is how fast everybody was to run to Reddit with people's personal income.
Oh, but
like,
Redditors,
that is like doxing. That is fucking doxing.
But Googling people is doxing. As far as Reddit is concerned,
right.
Googling
right.
People's doxing.
But posting somebody's personal financial information that has been leaked, that's totally okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the definition of right. Doxing. It's when you take private information of somebody's and release it publicly. It's not doxing is not taking something that somebody said publicly and digging it out.
We have discovered some hypocrisy on the internet, gentlemen.
I can't believe it.
Some hypocrisy on the internet.
Holy shit.
Have we at this very peace summit here just basically discovered that we stand in solidarity with Amaranth? Is that what that's a conclusion I'm getting.
I respect 100%.
She's pulling in millions of fucking bucks, millions of dollars.
You go be hot, girl. Go be hot.
I mean, well, also, like, I'm sorry, like, I think that there is an inherent novelty of attempting to do what she is doing within the limits of what, like, Twitch, like, Mark was vibing with this earlier, but, like, I had literally never looked at Amaranth stream. Like, I've heard about hot tub streamers or whatever, but, like, I've been, like, during a lot of the times where I think hot tub streaming kind of took off, or maybe it's been around for, like, I'm 43, right? I'm 43, and I have a fuck palace, so I haven't been watching hot tub streamers, right? I'm sorry. But when the information came out, and I clicked on Amaranth's channel, because I'm like, wow, this person is making a lot of money, like, good on her. And then I click through it, and I see her, like, you know, orally pleasuring a microphone. And I'm like, my reaction to that was, this is very clever, right? And it's very clever precisely because it's so weird, right? It's not necessarily, I mean, I didn't find it sexually arousing. I was just like, this explains why she has millions of dollars from this, is because she's just going to do weird shit that makes some people angry. And then they're going to run around all of Twitch whining about the hot girl doing the weird thing. And, you know, I just have so much respect for that hustle. She made bank with it. And, you know, now she's even more famous. You're like, look at this. We're on an Eve stream and we're talking about her. Right. So good fucking work.
And to be honest, I have to give her credit because there are a lot of hot tub streamers. There are a lot of people that do the ASMR stuff that she does, but nobody makes that kind of money off of it.
Dude, she's Lewis and Clark of that shit, right? Though, honestly, yeah. She is so far fucking ahead of most of these people. It's
crazy.
I mean, really, we don't need to fluff Amaranth or anything.
I'm just saying, fine. I give her credit for what she's doing.
Right. Now. But she's a trailblazer and she's constantly pushing it. And the moment that there's too many hot tub streamers, she figures out something. Let me get two of those weird ASMR things and then I can lick them both. So it feels like I'm basically just swirling around your head with my tongue. You know, it's kind of repulsive, but it is what it is. Let me ask you a question.
I don't get the ASMR. I'm a boomer. I don't get the ASMR shit at all.
And I'm going to explain it really well, Mom.
It's intimacy porn.
Yeah, it's simulated intimacy. Like there's a failure to have normal intimacy. So I'm going to tip somebody. It's basically sort of like a strip club, but they don't have any beer there. You know, it's just...
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's an E lap dance, I guess. I don't know. But interesting drama. I think it's really stupid that Twitch would ban her because I think that they should take money, but that is probably a distraction from the thing.
But you know what? They don't have a problem with people doing music streams. They don't have a problem with people doing talk shows. They don't have a problem with people doing a lot of stuff. So I just... From my perspective,
I imagine she'll be unbanned. Like she's been banned and unbanned before. She'll be unbanned because millions of dollars.
Like they deep partnered her or something. You know,
millions of bucks. Yeah.
I just think it's just absurd to me that you have these super high level streamers, and it seems like they've got the same access to the company as Merc does for Rampage on this partner Discord. Like that's the only place where they talk to you. Like, I don't understand that. I would think at the very least, you know, the senior type people would be talking to the senior people at Twitch all day long.
Yeah, you don't get like a white glove, like here's the hotline or message this person when you have trouble. No, it's just like she's got to sit there on the partner Discord and watch a ton of weird like beta males be like, it's so fucking unfair that she gets away with this bullshit. I'm sitting here streaming Minecraft and I'm not getting any viewers. Anyway,
Minecraft.
We maybe shift gears out of Amaranth. Have we gone a little too hard on this one?
I mean, I guess we can.
So, all right, but regardless with the Amaranth stuff or any kind of crap, what frustrates me is... I just seemed like a major uptick in the amount of just like whining type behavior from the community.
The butt blast levels are very high.
And I don't know. And maybe it's because there's no war. So there's nothing else to do but complain, but just, it seems like, I mean, I'll be honest. I like Reddit. I know a lot of people hate Reddit. I enjoy Reddit. I think it's funny. It makes me laugh. When it's good, like I enjoy the propaganda posts. I enjoy the shit posts. I enjoy the back and forth. I like seeing what other people are doing in the game. I like getting every once in a while, there's a good rant. Somebody has a good idea or something like that. But since the war has ended, Reddit has been awful. Like it's boring. There's nothing on there except you'll get the same 15 rants from the same 15 people bitching about the same CCP advertisements that have been going on for the last 2 years. You'll get, and I mean, I guess this is the only upside good sign. There are a ton of new players asking the same old new player questions.
Is it too late to start playing EVE Online?
I mean,
shut up. Yes. Exactly. Get in.
Get in here. Don't even ask that question. Just fucking sign up. Give us your money. But, and I like that because that's a good sign. And I think obviously the uptick in those those types of posts means that this gateway expansion, third quadrant, whatever the hell this is the whatever the marketing campaign that they're doing in the Epic Store and all this other kind of crap has gotten a lot of new players in the game. And that's good. We like new players. We want new players. That's a good sign. And then, of course, the inevitable, like thousands of bugs. They're like every time somebody can't get their client to start, instead of, you know, like rebooting their computer or going to the troubleshooting on the forums or something, they post a post on Reddit asking why their shit doesn't work.
Right.
Because that's ever
the,
fixed
the
it.
The best
ever.
One of all. It's every time every time an email leaves the island of Reykjavik, someone faints and then goes and posts it on Reddit. Like, how dare you send me this message, you sons of bitches. And it's like,
The company advertised something, guys. Also the other thing is, it's funny, they're like mad about CCP advertising skill point sales or doing microtransactions, which in 2010 with the Jito riots was like a big deal, but it's everywhere across the entire goddamn industry in 2021. It just is the case. And yeah, I'm sorry, CCP sent an advertising mail. If you're then posting it on the Eve Reddit like you're mad about it, you're actually spreading the word of the sale that most people would otherwise not notice. So congratulations, you did CCP's advertising for them. And because you were such a whiny little bitch, they probably got a higher audience engagement rate on the very thing that you're mad about, you dumbass.
I mean, there was a post on the regular Eve forums, and we talked about it on Rampage, but we got time, so I'll talk about it here. Where somebody's complaining about this ad for lapsed players that if they want to come back, they can buy like 12 million skill points, which is the equivalent of like half a year's worth of skill points for like 300 euros or 300 bucks or some shit. And they're flipping out. Oh my God, why would we do this? Why would we do this chatting? Let me get my other camera up if that one's frozen. Yeah.
Did I say Island of Reykjavik?
You did say Island of Reykjavik.
All right, listen,
Island of Reykjavik is a fucking Reykjavik. Island.
I've been there six times, mother effers. I know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Risk, I'll cover for you till you're back.
Thank you. All right. So they put up this post complaining about anything, and I just wrote, guys, if you don't like it, don't buy it. Now, apparently that was the worst thing anyone in the history of online forums has ever said to anyone, because not only did it generate like hundreds of hate Brisk posts, I even got a death threat out of it. It's like the most ridiculous shit.
Get a death threat during the entire goddamn war.
Right. Lucky you.
That's disappointing.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's like, guys, if you don't want CCP to sell these things, then the best way is to not highlight them for everybody so that they see it and don't buy them. Because I'll tell you, every single time these ads come up, I will go into a meeting, or I will go talk to CCP Goodfellow, or I will talk to somebody behind the scenes on Slack for CSM related stuff. And I will say, guys, this ad pisses off the veterans. I don't know if it's necessary. I really wish you guys would run these past us ahead of time. Give us a heads up. These types of things. I do it every time. Okay. And sometimes they're good about telling us and sometimes they're not. But
you can actually tell without even asking the CSM whether or not CCP talked about something before they released it. Because if everybody is pissed off about it, it's a safe bet they didn't say anything about it to the CSM.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
but the bottom line is the reason why they keep doing the fucking ads is because they sell. They're making money. So
here's
you guys
thing.
Don't.
If they want to be mad about something, like, here's something that's actually busted in the fucking game. That's been busted for months now and is still busted, which is can't build dreadnoughts. Capital production in EVE Online is still bottlenecked. You want to play EVE Online? You're coming here to play EVE Online. You love some EVE Online. Every capital ship you want to get in the year of our Lord 2021 is a stockpile built. Who knows? It's a stockpiled warehoused dread or ship from back in the day where you could build them. You can't build the damn things right now. Because CCB fucked with the industry in a way that they didn't understand and bottlenecked the damn stuff around water, P1 product. I have no idea how you get to a point where you'd screw up an industry thing in an area that I actually have some tiny modicum of understanding about how that was a dumb and bad thing to do. We've made it very clear on the Meta Show. This is like my third. I think I'm just going to do this every week. Hey, guys, by the way, this is EVE Online, and nobody in EVE can still build a Dreadnought. And also, Wyverns cost 95. I've got to get an updated price from Kunmi. Who knows? Maybe Wyverns cost 100 billion ISK to build now. But fuck the advertising, dumbasses. Whine about the fact that there's no way to build capital ships. And we have all these crab sites are coming. We're going to be doing capital ship stuff. Oh great. Well, maybe CCP, when they're adding the fucking crab beacons, should make a way for us to build the fucking cap ships again so that we could bash them into each other. Maybe that would be a good start. Fuck whining about the ads, guys.
Right. I think that's actually the biggest risk about those new sites is not anything to do with the sites themselves, but just the fact that they're intended to be run by ships that are literally priceless. They cannot be replaced if they die. And look, yet that's kind of their purpose, is to get them into space so that they die. But like,
so basically CCP during the war listened to some dumbass. Now we have Feldistry, which busted everything. And what is PL doing these days? Oh, they're losing fleets to Brave in high sec. So it's that kind of caliber of leadership that went into, oh yeah, we should listen to Kayfeld here and do what he says and everything's gonna be fine. And now months down the line, I guess people are hoping that somebody like me doesn't come up here on a big stream and say to everybody repeatedly week after week, by the way, nobody can build cap ships. Maybe somebody on the island of Reykjavik should investigate that before you launch this whole capital PVE expansion. Maybe make it such that people can make some fucking capitals. How about that?
There you go. I mean, this is the thing, and I was talking to the guys on Push to Talk earlier about it. I don't have a problem with people complaining. That's fair. We like to complain. This is EVE. Veterans, that's what we do. But when we spend all of our time complaining about shit that literally doesn't matter, it cheapens the complaints about stuff that does. Like, I don't want to spend, it's exactly what you said, Mittens. I don't want to spend all this time with people complaining about advertising when the game's busted. Like, can we fix scarcity? Can we, I mean, they're adding these crab modules. And this is another thing. The guys were going off on the, oh, they're broken. They need to go back in the cooker. They don't do this. They don't do this. Well, why? Well, because of, look how fast this goes down on the DBS. Well, the DBS and CC is not the same as the one on TQ. Well, that doesn't matter. People are not going to run these. I'm like, we won't know that till they get here. What about this? And then I'm like, the loot is half of, well, the loot has no value. I'm like, how do you tell what the value is of the loot when it's on CC and nothing has the right value for TQ? I mean, are you putting every little bit of loot you get into EVE appraisal to see how much you made? Come on. I mean, it's just, sometimes I feel like we are so ingrained into complaining that we don't even give these guys even remotely close to the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not saying that this is going to be the greatest thing ever. I'm sure it's probably going to be fucked up. Because when was the last time they shipped something that wasn't fucked up?
Well, that's why they don't get the benefit of the doubt.
But I just
because they have very much proven that they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
The joy of me not being on the CSM anymore is that I don't have to do the give them the benefit of the dance song and dance routine. I can do the dudes like, sorry, a fundamental core of your game is busted. That one of your key new expansions of content is featured on. No,
and I agree.
Maybe you should stop listening to idiots like Kenneth Feld and Villy and Gobbins and Pro God Legend, and maybe talk to some of the people that actually can identify what's busted in your fucking game. Or you can just be mad about it, whatever. Like, you know. Okay, so Kunmi is telling me,
also
got a link here. So probably with the build price, it was like 85. I don't know if the build index is there, but we're still looking at between 75 and 86 on the EVE appraisal list on a fucking Wyvern. Like, I'm sorry. I want to go to war. I want to murder puppies. I can only murder puppies and have us all go to war when we can build capital class vessels. And the same goes for everybody else. It's just going to be PL losing fucking jackdaws in a high sec war to Brave until everybody gets their head out of their ass and accepts the fact that Kenneth Feld was an idiot. The industry system is fucked up. CCB should not have listened to K. Feld and any of his fellow travelers that convinced them that there was a brilliant idea. The system is fundamentally broken. This fact will not change whether you like what I'm saying or not. Your shit is busted until you see dreadnoughts and capital ships rolling off the assembly lines. Your game is fucked. Fix it.
Let me be fair.
Week after week after week after week. Come on.
Let me be fair to Ken. Okay. This was not his idea.
Here we go.
He didn't come up with this stuff. CCP is to blame for all of this shit. Now, yes, he is probably the one CSM member that knows more about industry than all the rest of us combined because he does it more. And I know that he worked very closely with these guys. And I know that he's made public statements where he said we when he shouldn't have. But I hesitate to put all the blame on him for this because all the blame for this belongs to CCP. This is the folks in CCP on the ecosystem team. CCP Psych is the main guy that's been doing all of this stuff. He's been public. You guys have seen him. He's talked about stuff. CCP Rattati, when he was head of ecosystem, this was his baby, was to get this stuff going. I put the blame on those guys. And if it's fucked up, it's fucked up because of what they did, and we need to put pressure on them rather than dumping this all on Ken, because Ken can't fix it. CCP can fix it, and they need to fix it, because I showed you that this was the build price on the Wyvern. It's 87 fucking billion ISK right now to buy the stuff that you need to build a Wyvern in JITA. That's fucking crazy. It just doesn't make sense.
When do you guys think that they flipped Brisk? You think it was recent? Or
oh, Jesus Christ.
For a while now.
Don't even start with me.
Keep in mind, Merc, like, I'm able to be very bitter and, let's say, honest about being on the CSM and dealing with CCP because, well, I mean, we both get kicked off.
Because they term limited you guys because they didn't want you around anymore.
We were on the CSM too much. They decided they wanted to get rid of us. So they just said, all right, term limits, you're out. And that's it. That is some anti-democratic bullshit.
It's like the no science rule. Like we're not,
it is a no science.
Yeah. We're used to that shit. We had to deal with that crap with Scion. We had to deal with crap. You know, it's just a thing. You know, Falcon was behind the no science rule, but you know, it basically, here's what happens. When you drink the Gargoon Kool-Aid and go all, ooh, we'll listen and we'll do Feldistry. We did Fazisaw. We did this. We did that. You know, ignore the goons. Ignore all the things. Well, congratulations. You've built a game where for months and months and months, nobody can build a dreadnought. So, and you got that by listening to Villy, Gobbins, Pro-God, Kenneth Feld. This is what you get. These are the consequences of your choices. If you listen to the wrong people, you get dumb results. And one of the challenges, of course, is I'm probably making things worse by daring to call them out. But I also don't care. I'm just going to keep hammering on this every fucking week until we can build cap ships.
The worst part of it is that CCP will never admit that they made a mistake and undo something.
Oh, that's 100%.
What they're going to do is they're going to keep plowing ahead to try and fix things. So, you know, building dreads is broken. Well, what they could do. Is go back and redo the build costs so that they're back to roughly what they used to be, which is a sane and I would say roughly correct price. What they're going to do is going to be some sort of bullshit about, like, I mean, I don't even know.
They'll increase the availability of all the stuff that you need to build the stuff so that the price on that stuff all goes down. That's what makes sense to me. But I mean, look,
they'll come up with something else. They won't fix this by reducing dreads to the price they should be. They'll keep dreads where they are, and they'll buff dreads massively, like to match the price or something stupid like that.
Don't give them ideas.
And in doing so, they'll ruin what made dreads good in the first place.
I know what's going to happen. This is dangerous, but like Anominate said, my time on the CSM is essentially ended. So I'm comfortable with this leak. When you pull up a dreadnought in the ship tree in EVE Online, what will happen moving forward for all of these cute little, is it too late to start playing EVE people, is a pop-up will come up and say, no, this is not for you. These are not for you. You know, like we're just going to sort of pretend they don't exist anymore. We will sort of half-assedly create a site that we think may get some of them killed, when in actuality, as long as they can't be replaced, it's not worth the risk. So what's a tick? If it's 250, 550, 850, who gives a shit? You're putting an 8 billion ISK ship in there to try to run the site. I just think that this is another one of those where, like Anonymous said, you could do one of two things. You could directly put out the fire, perhaps, or go on this long and circuitous quest that basically just doesn't acknowledge that anything is on fire, you know, and pretend it never happened. And that is the most, boy, that's, I just could have guessed that was going to happen.
Now, I'm going with what Jay said. What they're going to do is dreads will be for sale for $15. And oh, when you run the sites and your dread dies, you'll get a pop-up that says, hey, would you like to replace your dreadnought for $15? Enter your credit card now.
Mm-hmm. Over my dead body.
I you know, I think that Merc has kind of the right of it is if they... One of the biggest challenges, and this is an issue that is just a challenge with CCB's culture, and I hope it changes over time, but it has been historically a repeated challenge with CCB versus the player base in a scenario because they are unwilling to admit failure. They are unwilling to admit when they fuck something up. And very much, as Merkelchin said, taking the long, circuitous... okay, guys, look. Stereotypes about the American Midwest. I live in Wisconsin. Next door is Minnesota. There is something called Midwest nice, right? If you ripped a Midwestern town out of the earth and then you transported it to the middle of the North Atlantic and you had an island and 3 hours of water, cold water, away around from this island of this very Midwestern town where everybody's very Midwest nice, and it's 3 hours to Heathrow. Yeah, that's basically what Iceland is like. Right. I find it very familiar. I love Iceland. I love Reykjavik. I've been there 17 times. No joke. That's not an exaggeration. There are 17 visas stamped in my passport going to Iceland.
I think I'm a joke. I think Island I'm at 9 right now.
Yeah. So I like Iceland, but this is part of it's a similar issue where I live here in the upper Midwest of the United States. Maybe it's a Norwegian problem. I'm mostly Norwegian, whatever. It is what it is. Regardless, the point is that they're not going to say, oh, remember that Age of Chaos thing that was a huge fuck up that nearly killed the PCU? Oh, yeah. Age of Chaos. All those press releases and interviews that Hilmar and company did about how it was going to be so wonderful and it actually screwed things up. Yeah, we don't like to talk about that. Oh, the Drifters, which were preferentially keyed because we saw the statistics because we were on the receiving end of it, were aimed to fuck with Delve more than in any other region. Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that. Oh, yeah. The blackout thing. Let's just not talk about that.
I still have not gotten an adequate answer from CCP about the Drifter thing. Like, it is very clearly targeting us. And
yeah, John Turco does not have an umlaut in it. I have an Italian last name. I'm like a mix of Italian and Norwegian. It's a fair point. But yeah,
listen, I am 70% Scots Irish, but my last name is German. It's weird. Yeah. I don't get it either.
It's just a challenge, guys, because like I don't think that we are ever going to get. Like, you're not going to get closure from CCP. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, we acknowledge that we fucked up. But what you can do is repeatedly publicly hold them to the fire, because this is what I did when I became the chairman of CSM, is I realized that here's these guys that hate to be called on their bullshit. They hate being publicly confronted. They really hate anything that implies public criticism or anything that they might feel like they're humiliated with. And then you get a Rolodex full of games journalists and you build a media platform, because the only way you're going to get them to turn Dread Production back on is by reminding everyone that they have busted capital production across the entire galaxy, and it's been going on for months, and this is the new normal. We are just going to hammer this reality across the entire player base, because CCB will only pay attention to things when they are shoved in their faces in a public place where other people can see it and write about it. So don't whine about the stupid fucking advertisements, you dumbasses. Whine about the fact that the game that's based upon massive capital battles and big wars and epic galactic adventures can't build a fucking Star Destroyer. Maybe we should fix that.
There you go.
But that's CCP.
All right. I'm pretty sure that horse is glue now.
Yeah, I like beating it to death. We're good. We're good.
So there we go.
We'll wait until next week.
Next week. It's good. Bard, you guys should definitely complain about dreads on Push to Talk instead of the cap stuff, since we don't know anything about that yet. So there's nothing else going on. Like, there's nothing else going on.
I mean, have something.
You have something, please. I would love to hear something, because I
know I know something that maybe not everybody else knows. in about like 12 days, I'm going to see each one of you in person. Very soon.
It's Vegas.
Right.
Vegas.
We've got Vegas coming up. This one's new. This is hot off the presses. We put this together one night when we had had too much to drink on my stream. We actually just started doing that dangerous thing where you start booking plane tickets and it's like, fuck, I got to go to DC now.
Do this all the time, by the way.
We did that the other night. So just be advised, you know, if you're in the Imperium or otherwise, we did also put together a DC meetup in January. And here's the crazy part. Mrs. Risk worked out a hotel block for us, $99 a night.
Amazing
in Georgetown.
Rate.
Yeah, so that
amazing
would be,
rate.
That'll be pretty slick. Anybody who wants to go, you're welcome to come. You know, the
I will be there.
The Eventbrite is there. Somebody can link that.
And the Eventbrite link is in the chat. And there you go.
Otherwise, we're going to Vegas, boys. I mean, it's Vegas time real soon.
I'm looking forward to it because I miss you.
I haven't
been
on a plane since the before times. So like this is gonna be my first plague flight or whatever, but I've missed it so much. It's going to be nice to do something that feels normal again, even if it's all weird, even if it's different, even whatever, but just going and being like, it's October and we're going to Vegas and we're going to hang out with space nerds. It's just, I've missed this a lot.
It's funny. Cause, the first time I had been on a plane since the before times was to go visit Mercanom in Cleveland. That was the only time I've been on a plane. So this will be my second plane trip.
That was a fast and furious, like 18-hour meetup where we drank 19 beers and stuffed, I don't know, something like 1,000 pounds of goons into my dad's 77 convertible.
It was pretty solid. It was pretty solid.
It was sort of half hot tub, half weird porno that wasn't erotic at all. We're driving down the street and people are just like, are they shooting a movie or just trying to prove that that car suspension is really good? It's just so awkward. But it was a nice time. I will be happy to see everybody everybody in less than 2 weeks.
That really snuck up on me. Like I that still hasn't really like penetrated my brain needs that like I'm going to need to like start packing and thinking about that. I'm going to be I'm really curious to see about staying on Fremont Street. So like this time we're staying at Circa, which is on Fremont Street, and it's a new casino hotel and it's apparently like super sexy and whatever. I've obviously never been there because it was I think built during this most recent unpleasantness. But I've heard that actually staying on Fremont is a completely different experience. Like we visit Fremont Street all the time, but like actually staying there and having that being your like base station is apparently a totally different vibe. And so I'm keen on getting outside my cosmopolitan box a little bit and seeing how life on the circus side is.
One of the things that I've noticed looking around the Fremont Street stuff is how many bars and restaurants there are. But they're all a little bit hidden. You know, when we're piling into like the streets in Fremont, you wouldn't know at all that these bars and restaurants exist. It's almost like they're deliberately designed to be hidden from the riffraff who aren't actually staying there.
They're deliberately hidden behind the plasma donation place. Yeah, it's a pretty rough scene out there. Going to be interesting. Just keep your wallet in your front pocket is what I
remember. That's usually the best thing to do all the time. So, all right. So Mrs. Brisk asked a good question. My wife wants to know, do you guys want to do a meta show from Vegas? Do we want to stream from Vegas? Or do we just want to spend next Saturday drinking?
That sounds hard. You're allowed to like just turn your phone on and hand it to people and
we did a meta show from Eve London. I mean, I did it in my hotel room in London. We can do a meta show from anywhere.
I can promise to turn up and run my mouth. I don't know how much effort, and you know, I can't make any promises about my, actually I will promise to not be sober. That's the promise I can make.
That's
I can't
fair.
Promise sobriety. I can promise to not be sober. But
2 weeks, guys. Sorry. Not next Saturday. 2 weeks.
I'm down. It probably won't be like, I don't know what sort of that like, fuck it. You know, we can give it a go. Or if we feel like it, how about this? Let's, I mean, are you volunteering to host it?
I have to figure out all the stuff. I mean, what we're going to bring and how I'm going to get it on my laptop and all that kind of shit. I mean, I could probably work it out.
Here's a crazy idea. Why don't we just party the entire time?
I think that's a great idea and not worry about the show. How about that?
Yeah. Like we deserve we get vacations too, right? We deserve a break occasionally too. And if we decide that we're going to do a meta show, I'm sorry, guys, but then we got to think about, oh, we got to remember to do this, and we got to think about the internet and whatever. And what we really need to do as a community is get highly blasted in an entertaining way with our crew and bond with our tribe and vibe. So I would appreciate it. Now, if somebody randomly sets it up in an impromptu way and we end up streaming randomly, I'm cool with that, but I don't want to commit the crew to like doing that. We need the time with the tribe, I think.
So Sith Lord Starkiller says, I want to see you drunk, Brisker Ball. Well, that's great. You know what? You can see me drunk every fucking Friday night on Rampage Incorporated.
Right.
Last night was a perfect example of that.
It was bad. He was sloppy as hell. We were drinking these 7.0 Breckenridge autumn ales, and he's been kind of a pill having to go through these pumpkin ales. He's bitching the whole goddamn because
the pumpkin ales were awful, and they were awful.
It's been torture. And so last night he comes out of the chutes way too hot. These beers are way too strong for him. So he's kind of cross-eyed by 10:30 p.m. One of our Twitch heroes shows up in chat, and we're all just basically shouting at this poor lady. It was terrible, but we had a nice time.
We had fun. So if you want to see me drunk, go watch the last hour of Rampage from last night, and you'll see it. Because he's right. That six pack of Breckenridge, we killed that shit, and we had a good time. To the extent of that, after the show was off the air, Nam and I traded Weird Al videos for a half, like 45 minutes between each other while we were sitting here because we were.
You know how it's Nam's like signature move to like link like an SR-71 video in the middle of a chat, aviation like at 4 a.m. And you're like, yeah, he was wasted. I woke up and to my surprise, I see that there's like 18 messages in this conversation that I'm in, and I'm thinking, what the fuck did Anomina get into last night? And it's both of them just going back and forth for hours. It's like, what's wrong with you people?
It was fun. We were listening. It was great. Fun.
That's awesome. That's adorable.
He reminded me of a bunch of Weird Al songs I forgot about. We had a good time. It was good. It was legit. All right. So obviously Eve Vegas coming up October 22nd to 24th. Please join us. We'd love to have you guys here. The DC meet, which we had been calling a Rampage Inc. meet, but it's kind of morphed beyond that. It's kind of turning into a general Eve meet. That will be January 14th to the 17th. For those of us in the United States, that is Martin Luther King Day weekend. So Monday is a federal holiday. So take the weekend.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Come visit, hang out, come see DC. You get to hang out with me and Mrs. Brisk and Merc, Nam and Mittens and the crew. And a lot of the folks I'm noticing, because it seems like a lot of our non-US friends, our Canadian friends and some of our European friends, because it doesn't look like they're going to be opening up the borders until like November, that they're planning on coming to DC in January because they can't come to Vegas.
Yeah.
So you might get to see all your friends that you didn't get to see in Vegas in DC in January, and for $99 a night in Georgetown.
Yeah, that's an amazing DC rate. Especially if you're able to grab it there this early, like that's just fantastic. So I'm gonna try to make a point of finalizing those plans within the next week or so, just to lock that in. But yeah, I've been, you know, one of the things that's terrible about the plague situation is like, again, like I'm used to being able to do the London meet and do Iceland and do all the fun international travel. So I hope in January that the borders are open and that Freedom Land has unfucked its shit enough that we can get some international relations going again.
And I talked to CCP. It looks like we're going to have goodie bags like we would have for, we're going to have it in Vegas. We're going to have those for DC as well. And I know Mrs. Brisk is planning on putting together some fun stuff for everybody, for mostly Rampage-based stuff, but some fun stuff there. Mark, did you want to talk about Rampage?
When he says Rampage? International relations, I'm immediately thinking that we're beginning to push the envelope with Twitch. Like, what do you mean? Groin relations? Where are we going with this? Throw a couple more of those buttons out the window. Look, I'm super excited about this too. Vegas is going to be a weird one. A lot of us haven't traveled for a really long time. It's going to be kind of squirrely getting on an airplane, you know, just like everybody be careful. Let's not have any chaos, along the way. Inominate and I have this bad habit of getting to the airport like 4 hours early. It's like, oh, hey, fancy meeting you here at this bar I find you at every single time I fly on an airplane. And so we kind of come in like, right, like a launched like out of a cannon when we finally land at McCarran or whatever it is. So, you know, if anybody is not familiar with this stuff, I think this is the most important message that we can get across to you. You do not have to know any of us. You don't have to know anybody else. We've got a lot of Discords that are public and available for you. If you don't use Discord, I would highly recommend just getting over that hill. What it will mean is you will never have a meal alone. You will never be wondering, where am I going for breakfast? What am I going to have for lunch? And who am I sitting with at dinner? All of that stuff is arranged, and there is room for everyone at the campfire. You don't have to worry about that no matter what. You see somebody you recognize, a Mitanni, an Innominate, a Briskerball, it is perfectly acceptable to come up and say hello. It often is not, like, I would never advise being like, hey, you remember that one time I called you a fucking asshole in local in 2015? Nobody remembers that one, but just being like, hi, my name's Tim, nice to meet you. Everybody else will be like, cool. Hi, Tim. Welcome. You know, have a seat. So don't be afraid of that. I know with the gaming communities, every once in a while, not everybody's super gregarious and not everyone's super comfortable. We want you to be comfortable. You are welcome. So just, you know, seek out your pals, get on those Discords, figure out where people are going. Don't be a stranger. Don't sit in your room. Just find your friends and make new ones in the absence of that.
Yeah. One of the things that I like to remind people of is, you know, when you're going to Vegas for the first time, like, you're going to spot the goons right away. It's hard to miss, and it can be a little bit intimidating at first, but then once you introduce yourself, you realize, wait a minute, you already know all these people. You're now just putting names to faces.
Yeah. Hey, Mittens, you remember that one time you completely lost control of a saber like it was a fucking fire hose? And yeah,
we bubbled our fleet like a dozen times. You couldn't stop.
That was recent enough for remember.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to keep in mind, guys, is like everybody that goes to a meet had their experience of my first Eve meet. Like every single person that has gone to an Eve meet, unless for some reason they went there with a group of friends that they had never met before or whatever. But by and large, everybody has made the choice and gone, you know what? It's time to see who these people are and maybe see if they're cool. And you know, everybody's cool. It's super chill. In fact, that's pretty much the rule is just be chill. Like you don't corner anybody and start like yelling about like your favorite ship fitting or whatever. Like we're there to you know, hang out and consume substances and enjoy our company. But yeah, it's a super low barrier to entry. And I hope Merkelchen's absolutely right. Get plugged in and you'll never have to wonder where the crew is or wonder if you'll be accepted into the crew.
One of my favorite
things to watch. You already have been. You're part of us.
Exactly.
Right. One of my favorite things to watch at the, especially at Vegas, is, you know, you'll see two guys walk up. And you'll see that they've recognized that they've now found the goons, and they clearly have not been to a meetup before. So they'll like kind of approach the group and just be a little bit awkward for a minute, and then either a goon will go up to them or they'll approach, and like 5 minutes later, they just disappear into the crowd of goons. You know, it's the, you know, once that initial ice break is over, it's just gone completely.
And the funny thing is it's not just goons either, because I mean, the guys, look, we play EVE Online. There's maybe 300,000 people in the country that play EVE Online. In a country of 330 million people in the United States, in a world of 7 billion people, there are 300,000 of us. You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than you do of randomly running into another EVE player on the street. So we all kind of are in this together. So, hey, you know what? If I see another EVE player, I don't care. I mean, unless it's Villy, I'm going to be like, wow, holy shit, cool. I'm glad you play EVE. This is great. I don't care if you were in test and you shot me five times. That's fine. You know? But otherwise, it's just, don't even worry about that. I had a great conversation with a bunch of wormholers at the Las Vegas who came up, and we all had a great time when we sat there and talked and drank, you know, and normally those guys wouldn't piss on me to put me out if I was on fire. So it's fun. These events are fun.
And it's completely true. And when everyone's in person, it's only the really, really weird, unstable people who aren't just like, oh, hey, you play EVE, I play EVE, let's have a beer.
Yep, let's talk about EVE, it's great.
All right, well, I would love to talk about EVE some more, but I think we've come to the end of our EVE-related news for the week.
About
because,
it.
You know, we're struggling. If we have So we're going to get together. Next week will be our last week before, I guess, the Vegas break, right? We'll have a show next week, and then we'll be in Vegas and not doing a show.
You got it.
Because I just gave us the day off.
So programming note for the, all right. So right now at the end of this stream, we're going to get off here. INN will probably end up posting EVNT because they're doing some AT related stuff a little bit after we go off. Rampage Incorporated is going to go live. We will stream until Mind One starts around 9:30 for SNS for Saturday Night Swarm tonight. And you can join Mind One for his evening of streaming. You get to hear some tunes, hang out with your bros. If you're in the Imperium, come hang out with us on Saturday Night Swarm. We're going to have a chill night tonight. Tomorrow, Sunday, Rampage, regular time, unless Merc wants to start in the afternoon.
You can also bitch at Mind One about like how wealthy his CPA is now. Like if you're a real edgelord.
We kind of know how much money you make now, Mind One, thanks to the leaks. We're so proud of you.
How do you sleep at night?
The number one most rich Eve streamer, Mind One, by far. So we'll be seeing him tonight. And then Rampage is every night.
Start streaming. We should raid him again just to make that dude mad.
That would be. Wait, we could raid him now if you want.
Yeah, I basically think like if Mind One is like starting up EU SNS or somebody saying here, like again, like I was delighted to see how much support he got. Like, you know, I think it's unfortunate that everybody's financial information got dumped everywhere. But, you know, now every time I make a joke about the multi-dollar media empire, everybody, you know, we do this for fun. Like we're not doing this to rake it in.
One thing I want to point out there that was not called out, but should be the, if you take the amount that INN earned, divide it by the number of months that the report covered, INN earned $666 a month.
Hail Satan.
Hail there Satan. You go.
I didn't know that. That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for joining us. This has been the Meta Show for October the 9th, 2021. I'm Brisker Ball, joined alongside the Mitanni. We have Merkel Chen and Anominate here for a Fireside Edition. We hope you all had a good time. We'll see you out there next week, and you stay classy, New Eden.